Have you ever had a dream?
Dream is a wish.
No, not that type of dream. Not quite.
You make my dreams come true.
Close enough. We're talking about the kind of dream you work on and eventually you're rewarded. That's Nate Carter's dream.
Carter shakes off one tackle, keeps on running.
The Dixie High School product signed on to play football at Southern Utah, but he changed his mind while he was on his LDS mission.
It was always my dream to play at BYU, and I had that opportunity as a preferred walk-on.
The first part of the dream was fulfilled, but Carter would receive no money for the sport he loved. He wanted playing time and decided to play one semester at the College of Desert in California.
I don't think I'd be where I'm at now if I wouldn't have kind of taken that step back.
Carter's progression in Provo would be slow. In 2012, he was part of the practice squad. He rushed for 1 yard his sophomore season, but Carter refused to quit.
I told myself that when I stopped enjoying football that I would stop, and that never happened.
Nate is the epitome of the greatest walk-on, adding in the greatest now, because that's how I really feel about it.
Running backs coach Mark Atuaya sends other walk-ons Carter's way to show the right way to play without being on scholarship, but not every walk-on performs like Nate did his junior year.
From Stewart, the first down and more. Nate busts it.
Carter averaged 12 yards a carry against Nevada and rushed for 116 yards against Savannah State. He never asked for more playing time.
Coaches are coaches for a reason. I trust the system.
And wouldn't you know it, Nate Carter's going to run for 10 and
with big-time running back Jamal Williams sitting out this season, the guy whom coaches call shaky, hopes to play in every game in 2015. But would he finally get a scholarship? He wasn't sure during fall camp.
There's guys I think that deserve scholarships more than me. I think when it's my time, if it's my time, then I'll be ready to. I'll happily take the scholarship.
Between the tackles for the touchdown, Nate Carter.
Quietly last Friday, Carter received his scholarship. He probably liked it that way. And now we shall see where his dream goes from here. Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.